Detroit's mayoral candidates came out swinging last night during a debate televised on WXYZ. City Council President Mary Sheffield and the Reverend Solomon Kinlock Jr. used the time to address issues and criticize each other with increasingly personal attacks. Morning Edition Detroit host Pat Batchelor asked WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter what messages the candidates were sending to voters.
They agreed on several core issues: that Detroit needs better access to affordable housing, more investment in neighborhood communities, and more methods to fight crime and poverty. Council President Mary Sheffield says she worked with outgoing Mayor Mike Duggan to deliver Detroit from bankruptcy, but wants to cut even more red tape to bring new businesses to the city at a time when federal COVID funding is running out.
This is a critical moment in Detroit's recovery, where we can move forward with progress, or we can gamble with our future with inexperienced leadership.
Reverend Solomon Kinlock is a political newcomer, but he says he is well-versed in one of the long-standing complaints in Detroit, that residents in the outer ring neighborhoods just don't feel the benefits from the investments made downtown since the city emerged from bankruptcy.
I grew up in the city of Detroit, the west side of Detroit. I know what it means to hear in a city where people are saying that the city is coming back, but it has not reached your block. It hasn't knocked on your door.
Neither Sheffield nor Kinlock are incumbents in this campaign, but Sheffield has served for a dozen years on the city council. How did that play into the debate?
Well, Kinlock questioned just how effective Sheffield has been on council. She touted numerous programs she initiated, especially in regards to affordable housing and fighting crime. She also alleged Kinlock did little to use his bully church pulpit to aid in any of those efforts.
He's been absent on every single public safety initiative in this city. And so we do need more than rhetoric and talk and slogans. We need leadership that delivers. I've done that, and I will continue to do that as mayor of this city.
She keeps talking about what she's tried, what she's tried, what she's tried. Anything that she wants to do as mayor, she could have done it seated at the city council table the last 12 years. And so at the end of the day, why is it that she didn't do it?
That was only one in a series of contentious exchanges between the two candidates, and they seemed to become more personal as the debate wore on.
Yes. In fact, the two traded accusations about possible corruption in their financial dealings. Kinlock, who is in effect the challenger of a veteran, if young, incumbent government official, cast Sheffield as someone more interested in headlines and social media posts than in residents' concerns.
The tenor and tone of my opponent tonight reminds people the danger of having individuals who are privileged to sit in these seats of power. When I distributed laptops to 10,000 kids in the community, you were not there. Time out for us to believe that there are only certain people in this city that we're supposed to kiss their ring in order to get access to the people. I believe in talking directly to the people.
I've done the same thing, Pastor, for 12 years, occupying the corners, shoes, backpacks. We've given out thousands of resources to our residents year after year, but we've also made meaningful policy changes in this city, fostering an environment of collaboration that has allowed this city to move forward. And we're doing it with action, not just rhetoric.
Do we have any idea how this is all playing out with voters?
We gained a small window on those opinions, courtesy of WDET's Alex McLennan, who was with voters at a debate watch party. He talked with Detroiter Shiera Clayton, who says she was not a fan of the attacking style of either candidate.
I wish everyone would just stick to the topics and their plan. It's hard to have a debate, I guess, without some type of personal digs or, you know, some type of contentiousness. But I just want people to stick to the views or what they want to do.
We'll see if that happens during the joint appearances the candidates have set over the next few weeks.